The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
Pat, what do you have in your plate today you want to talk about?
Probably the Jerusalem situation.
Yeah, okay.
We talked a little cleanup on the Roy Moore thing.
Yeah, we talked a lot about the Jerusalem thing.
It's a big deal. I mean,
it's a huge deal.
Huge.
Yeah. It's surprising me.
Hey, what's next? Are they going to declare Rome the capital of Italy? London is the capital of England? What is next with this group of people? Jerusalem, okay. The capital of Israel.
You can't give a country its autonomy to name its own capital.
You cannot do that.
That is not going to happen in my society. I'll tell you that.
I love these people who are saying that Middle East peace is at stake here. I mean, it didn't bring peace to the Middle East by not naming it the capital.
That's a fair point.
Yes, let's try this.
Yeah. Very good point.
Let's try this.
All right, so yesterday at the end of the program, I mentioned there's a disturbing story, Stu, on Pop-Tarts.
Now, you asked me that just as I put a piece of Pat's wife's cookies in my mouth.
Yeah.
A chocolate ginger, what is it, Pat?
Chocolate ginger cinnamon.
It's delicious, or so I'm told.
I knew what it was. I just needed to finish chewing. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Pop-Tarts alerted police about an Illinois man who spreads mustard on his Pop-Tarts.
Okay, what kind of Pop-Tart is it?
That's crazy.
It is Dunkin' Donuts Vanilla Latte.
Vanilla Latte. Okay,
now, I didn't know that existed.
I didn't either, but we have it, and we have some ketchup. So, Pat.
You would never put mustard or ketchup on a Pop-Tart.
Pop-Tarts actually said, they said if there's local police that will handle this.
And one of the local police actually responded and said, we're on it.
That's great.
Mustard. Hey, I refused to.
So Pop-Tarts was not pleased with what someone
Pop-Tarts
was,
says that's an abomination, as Pop-Tarts should say.
Now I have a vanilla latte.
That seems to be a lot of savory mixed
here,
with
give
a
me
lot
the other
sweet.
Plate, will you? So I have the other sure. plate.
I'm not losing that cookie, though.
Yeah, I know.
It's delicious.
Because I'm going to give you something that nobody in my family knows. I mean, my family does, but my children area is like, Dad, what are you doing? Are you kidding me? Everybody should know this. And I thought everybody did.
Mm. Okay, I have the mustard on the latte.
Don't do it.
Pop-Tart. Tasting it? That is a weird combination of flavors, I'll tell you that. I mean,
wow, it's not horrible.
It's not horrible. It gives you kind of that taste of mustard and then it softens it with the sweetness. I mean, I would never choose. First of all, I would never choose a vanilla latte Pop-Tart. When you have s'mores, why would you do something like that?
I have to tell you, I just opened up a Pop-Tart. I've never even seen these unfrosted Pop-Tarts.
Unfrosted
what
Pop-Tarts.
The hell? Who's that? Well, that's ridiculous.
That's another abomination.
It really is. Okay, so I just put some. Now,
it's not terrible.
This really?
Is, mm-hmm. It's weird, but it's not.
Let me try that piece right there that you broke off.
Over here.
Because it looks interesting.
All right. So now this is, everyone, you're actually eating that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You see what I'm saying? You get that little burst of bitter, but then it softens it pretty quickly with the sweetness. It's not horrific.
It's not terrible. In fact, I kind of like it.
Shut up.
I kind of like it. I can see where that might become a little bit addictive.
Okay, hold on. No way.
Mm-hmm. That's an interesting flavor combination.
It is. There's something about
that.
Oh,
this just looks horrible.
It does look horrible.
I think the police should stand down.
Yeah. I thought I was with it. I was almost like, I'm a small government guy, but maybe in this case, government should step in.
No.
Maybe not.
Really?
No, government should step in.
Glenn is not on board
oh
with our...
Oh, my gosh, that's bad.
I like it.
I
hate that whole thing. That's good.
Would I do it on my own at my home? I don't think so, but I think
I would now.
I'm not opposed to it.
Mm-hmm.
No way.
That's an interesting...
Now, what are you doing with your
Pop-Tarts? So now listen. This is... I can't believe nobody does this.
What are you doing?
I am putting butter on toasted Pop-Tarts.
Oh, and I've never heard of that.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Never seen that.
You've never seen it?
Mm-mm.
I don't understand it. How can you not do it? How does this not occur to people? It's like a toasted...
Right. A piece of toast I would always put butter on, right?
Isn't the Pop-Tart bad enough for you without buttering it, too?
Wait.
Fair point.
First of all, if you're looking for health, you're not looking at a Pop-Tart. Nobody's reading the side of the box of Pop-Tarts going, well, I don't know. What does this actually contain? Okay. Now you want something.
Then you toast it after you butter it?
No, you toast it first.
Oh.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want you.
I mean, it smells amazing.
This
in
is,
here.
I mean, you will never eat a Pop-Tart. You will never eat a Pop-Tart normal again. You're quote unquote normal.
Okay. Yeah, who are you to say what's normal among Pop-Tarts?
Your Pop-Tart normative standards. There you go.
All right.
It's very greasy.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's buttery.
Buttery.
Mm-hmm. That definitely adds a little je ne sais quoi, if you will.
Mm-hmm. I feel like you almost have to eat it upside down to get any butter in it. Because
yeah, well, I kind of rush because you should. I mean, you should have two good healthy pats of butter on each
one.
You know, I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. I mean, again, it has sort of the savory thing going on,
and you have to make sure that you're getting the edges of the Pop-Tart that does not have any of the fruity goodness in it.
Is this another Glenn Beck holiday treat?
Death trap.
Like the all cream and chocolate hot cocoa.
Oh,
that's phenomenal.
Or those cheesy mashed potatoes that are 90% cheese. I'm just going to put a little mustard on mine just to see.
Oh, come on, man.
Mustard and butter.
Don't you think? Because I feel
you gotta,
like.
You got to try it.
Yeah.
This.
What's that one? The chocolate one?
That's pretty good.
This is a butter one.
I like the butter ones.
Come on. Somebody.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
Come on.
I mean, have some. Let's be honest. The star here is the mustard.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I had an idea with, because I like, this is what I like to do with
Pop-Tart. Tell me this is not the best Pop-Tart you've ever eaten.
That's good. I liked them both. Right? I liked them both ways, with the butter and the mustard.
The butter is a no-brainer.
You see, now you've destroyed all credibility by saying you liked it with the mustard.
I want people to try it. I challenge you to try it. It's good.
We like our audience.
Let's show you how
doing?
Open-minded I am. Look at that.
All right. Why do we have ice cream in here?
Well, this is my.
I mean, I don't get me wrong. I am totally fine. I should never. We should live in a world where I don't have to ask why do we have ice cream in here.
Right.
Should always be in here.
That's a smart way to live. Yeah. I will give you that. So I had a little invention here the way I like to eat Pop-Tarts, uh-huh. And they're heating up now. Got to be hot Pop-Tarts, but hot Pop-Tarts functioning as the sandwich of an ice cream sandwich. So it's like essentially the cookie.
Have you done that before, or you just think of it now?
Oh no, this is high tech. Because then you get.
So this is like a breakfast dessert,
right? Like you started out, I think, with the normal Pop Tart, right?
Mm. Yeah.
That gets you through the morning part of the Pop Tart breakfast. That of course has the butter on it. Then you move to the lunch part where you put the mustard on top. And then for the dinner dessert part, you go right to. The ice cream in the middle of two hot Pop-Tarts. Now,
all this is like a little bit of toast and some strawberries and maybe just a little bit of cream over your strawberries.
All right.
As is your cooking, Pat, did you have
ice cream sounds?
It's healthy for you.
If I came to you with just a little bit of milk and some fruit in a bowl. And then have a little bit of toast or pie crust.
Uh-huh.
Would you say? Do you think all of our wives would be like that? You're eating right.
Yes, I think so.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
As these are finishing up, Pat, did you had one other the Roy Moore stuff? Where were you on that?
Oh, well, did you see what his spokesman said yesterday that she was being told that. There's a lot of accusers there. There's a lot of smoke here. There must be fire. And she called them criminals who were seeking revenge. And then she argued that there were plenty of, quote, non-accusers that did not accuse the judge of any sexual misconduct. So there's a group of non-accusers that didn't accuse him. So your defense is that not every single woman in Alabama was sexually assaulted by Roy Moore. Is that now the Roy Moore defense? That's not a compelling defense to me. I'm starting
so
to turn
like
on the
John
guy.
Wayne Gacy. Not all children were killed.
Right. Yes.
You want to cut that? Here's a knife. Why don't you cut that?
I'm starting to worry that there's something going on there.
I think so, too. It's weird.
His story has changed several times.
We just talked about that yesterday, that his story is now changing, and it makes me nervous. It's like, wait a minute.
Very nervous.
You said you knew these people. Now you're saying you don't know these people.
You never heard of them.
By the way.
Very weird.
Learn something about... Thank you. Mm-hmm. I learned something about toasters.
Yes.
You know what the numbers are on toasters?
The numbers are?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's the amount of doneness. Right?
Right? That's what I always thought.
Yeah. It's not that?
Thank it's you. Pretty good, Stu.
It's really good, right? I think it's pretty good.
What kind of Pop-Tart is this?
You either got chocolate chip or s'mores.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's really good.
That's a good ice cream sandwich.
All right, so you know what the numbers are?
The number of doneness.
No.
No. Okay.
Minutes.
What?
Minutes.
What?
No, it's a com-
yeah, it is.
No.
It is. Yes, it is.
It's I don't a common. It
yes, it is. It's a common. You know what? We need Google Home. I want to put Google Home in here.
This comes from the guy.
I might have my hands full with, you know, buttery goodness with ice cream, and I can't go to type it in myself. So I would just want to say, Google, what are the numbers on toasters for? It's the number of minutes. It is, really.
This comes from the guy who won't even try mustard on his Pop-Tarts.
I know.
I did try it. I didn't like it.
Oh, that's right.
I have the courage to go against the grain in this room.
There's no way if you turn it up to 10 that stays in there for 10 minutes.
I don't know. I've never tried it for 10, and I always just, if I start to see it smoke, I just kind of push it up. So I always thought it was the number of doneness too. You know, oh, I want my toast 5 dark.
Right. Right. 5 dark. Right. Right.
No, that's not what it is. It's not what
now,
it is.
Now, how did you make this discovery?
I made this discovery, and I think it was through Matthew, who said he was watching a documentary on common household items and kitchen things that are being misused or misunderstood. And the number one thing was the numbers on the toaster.
Wow. Somebody's got some extra time on their hands.
Will you have it?
I'm looking at mental floss. What do those numbers on your toaster mean?
Telling you.
Suggested the numbers directly relate to the time a piece of bread was in the machine. That would make sense. The number 5 for 5 minutes. Sadly, that's since been disproved. And the inevitable answer here is that the meaning of the numbers depends on the kind of toaster you have.
Set timer for 1 minute.
Okay, because that was like a... He said it was like a GE expert or something like that.
Go.
Okay, yeah, so
go,
maybe wait. With a certain brand, it does
I'm
mean that.
Setting it for 1 minute, and this is what, Cuisinart?
I don't know what brand it is.
Okay, so I've set it on. I put it on 1 number of doneness.
Okay, I'm counting down. We're down to 55 seconds.
This
now.
No show. No show is giving you this today.
No, and there might be a good reason for that.
No show. You could listen all around, and everyone will, you know, talk mm-hmm. Israel, whatever. We're telling you about the numbers.
This
on
is
the
useful
toaster.
Information that you get can use at Christmas parties
no,
this
don't
weekend.
I don't have my hand on it.
His hand was a little too close to the...
What's the time? What's
remove
the time?
Your hand. Remove your hand. And
what's the time?
30 seconds remain. You will hear...
Oh, man. This won't this be fantastic if it pops up right at a minute?
Right at the time? It would be amazing.
This would be amazing. This would be
okay,
amazing.
20 seconds remain. Oh, will seconds, the Pop-Tart so, come up?
Will it come up?
I mean, maybe.
The drama here is...
It yeah, seems to be really, about time.
10 seconds. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4.
Now remember, it's French, so give it a couple of seconds extra.
1.
Oh!
1 minute exactly! It turned 0-0 as it popped up.
That was amazing.
Wow.
Yeah. So, wow. There
numbers
you go.
Numbers mean things. This is incredible.
What a discovery.
Put my toast in for 1 minute. Now it makes sense.
Yes, it does.
All right, thanks.
Thanks for helping us uncover that incredible...
Oh, it's my pleasure. Important work.
Really was. Mustard on... 2 out of 3 dentists say mustard on Pop-Tarts. Good.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad.
4 out of 4 people say butter on toast. Good. 4 out of 4 say ice cream between 2 Pop-Tarts. Good.
I think that the summary here is we like Pop-Tarts, I think is kind of the summary.
Let's not get hasty. There might be some more trials in our future to get it that specific.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio. Radio Network.
I run my mouth for a living all day, basically, and it can be a little exhausting. I mean, it's not a real job, but it still could be exhausting. Plus, I do have all day meetings afterwards, and I've got a couple of little kids. At times, energy runs a little bit low. That's why I take Dawn to Dusk. Now, I get to that point in the afternoon where I just want to fall asleep on any couch that I can find. Dawn to Dusk is great. It solves these problems for you. It's a physician-formulated extended-release energy supplement which lasts up to 10 hours, increases energy, improves mood, and stimulates your brain, all with no jitters. If it's giving me jitters, I don't want it. That's not what Dawn to Dusk does. Now, a cup of coffee in the morning is fine. But unlike coffee, Dawn to Dusk can last up to 10 hours. It increases your focus, and it's a fraction of the cost per day. I swear coffee these days is like the price of a Kia. Dawn to Dusk is the product. Brickhouse Nutrition is the company, and it's brickhousestew.com. Right now, get 15% off a one-month supply, but only when you use offer code STEW at checkout. That's brickhousestew.com.